Welcome back to The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. And now, a true story about Santa Claus. Last summer, the StoryCorps booth set up at New Holly in South Seattle. And this story comes from two local interpreters for deaf audiences here in Seattle.
I am Ann Delvecchio, 49 years old. Today is August 21st, 2015. We're in Seattle, Washington. And I'm here to interview my kidney guy.
My name is Larry Valdez. I am 50 years old, and I am looking forward to my interview with Ann Delvecchio, my kidney gal.
So we'll get to what that means, being your kidney gal, in a minute. First question. So can you tell me about your history with kidney disease? How and when were you first diagnosed?
I was first diagnosed in 1998. It was on a fluke. Had already been out of the military for 5 or 6 years, and just went in for a routine blood test. A couple days later, I got a call from the doctor saying that my results were out of this world for creatinine. They pretty much pinpointed, because of the lack of care while I was in the military, they said I could have been treated with medication and it would have been, been fine. But because they found out so late, and I had lost so much function by that time, then it was incurable.
So what did they tell you then about your prognosis?
Well, they said because there had been so much damage that it was irreversible. So eventually I would need a kidney donation.
So I have to assume when you're that age, or any age, frankly, and you get a diagnosis like that, you must have thoughts of dying.
Absolutely.
So what was that like?
I was petrified.
Yeah.
I was really afraid. I even had nightmares and, you know.
Changing gears a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we first met?
My memory that I have is when we met during the Deaf Youth Drama Program.
Right.
You were working, like I said, at the theater, and watching you do what you do inspired me to be even better. I wanted to be you.
You were on Kid Patrol.
I was.
Right? And you worked with my husband, John.
I did.
Who is deaf.
I did.
And you guys both did Kid Patrol.
Yeah. Your husband, John, he's, you know, kind of knew that I was a newbie.
Yeah.
Kind of took me under his wing. And it's something I'll never forget.
You met John again.
So, yeah, I was dealing with all my kidney stuff. And this cold December day in 2005, I was visiting an interpreter friend of mine, Joni Bishop, and she told me that she was the interpreter for Santa Claus. For Santa Claus. The ASL Santa, American Sign Language Santa, for a kid, for the deaf kids, at Nordstrom, of all places, in downtown Seattle. And I'm like, oh, how cool. I got to check this out.
Check out the signing Santa.
She was upstairs, so I go up to the fifth floor, and I'm sitting there, and Santa's in his chair, and I'm sitting there signing to Joni, and she was asking me about my health. I'm saying, yeah, and I've been put on the list, and my percentage is down to 20-30%, and it looks like I'm going to need a transplant. And so I'm saying all this, and of course, you know, Santa's watching me sign, because he's a, then I see this hand come wave, you know, kind of waving in my peripheral vision. I said, me? And he, you know, he's of course signing to me, and and he goes, I was listening to your story, Larry. You know, he fingerspells my name, and I went, Santa knows my name. Wow, Santa, Santa really exists.
Santa knows.
It is real.
All.
So, I said, yeah, Larry, Valdez. He goes, yeah, that's right. It's John, Ann Delvecchio's husband. And I went, oh my God, John, really? And we started talking. He goes, oh, I'm sorry to hear about your, I was just watching the conversation, and well, it sounds like you're doing, you know, you need a kidney. And then he says, you know, you're not going to believe this, but my wife, Ann Delvecchio, she's in the process of being a benevolent donor up at Swedish Hospital. I'm like, no way. He goes, I'm going to have to, I tell you what.
Didn't he ask you your blood type?
Yeah, he asked me about blood type. He goes, yeah, what's your blood type? I said, O positive. He goes, hey. He said, and O positive.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
So as I recall, he had gotten your email address.
Yes, he did.
So I got on the computer the next day and I wrote this email just saying, hi, Larry. I don't know if you remember me. And my husband, John, tells me that you might be needing a kidney. And I don't know if this is going to be the right thing for us, but I'm in the process of getting ready to donate my kidney to somebody who needs it. I don't see why I couldn't just give it to you. And
destiny.
And destiny.
The thing that got me, though, is that you were so, I mean, you didn't even blink an eye. It was just, you were so willing.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God, it's like you just opened up your, not only your life, but your heart and just said, hey, you know, I'm here to help you out. And if I can help you out, I'm going to help you out. And I remember having that feeling that, why would anybody do this for me?
I mean, you know, when Santa Claus comes home and tells you, you know, you got to kind of listen, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why you're so special.
Yeah.
You'll always be my guardian angel.
Anne Delvecchio and Larry Valdez recorded that conversation at the StoryCorps booth in New Holly last August.